How much more comfortable and familiar would you say are you now versus when you first got here?
Oh, yeah, time is huge. So just being here a couple weeks, putting in, doing hard work and just, you know, studying everything, I just feel more comfortable and just understanding everything more. It was just adjusting to everything and just making the most of all your time and just taking advantage of the main thing.
Okwana, I think the draft night conference call, you mentioned Patrick Willis as someone you looked up to growing up. What's the opportunity to play under Vic, who obviously helped Willis's career so much? What has that meant to you thus far?
Oh, that's definitely big. You know, playing on DC, you know, we've had coached a lot of great players, and with Patrick being one of them. So you can definitely, like, ask for tips and different things like that. But it's huge, and I'm grateful, you know, to be in the position that I'm in, you know, playing on an awesome defensive coordinator.
Akeem Hicks was just in here, and he said that, you know, you're an explosive player. He also referred to you as a true middle linebacker. What does that mean to be a true middle linebacker?
I would say that if I had to take a shot at it, just a true middle linebacker, a guy that can do everything, you know, at the position. So I think that's kind of like in simple terms.
As far as just learning, how does this compare to learning defense in college when you first came in? Are there any similarities? Is it a totally different angle?
We run a complex scheme at Georgia, so you know, you learn a lot of different things, but it's just balling. It's just how much work you put in, and how hard, you know, and just how you go about it. I feel like.
So, is there anything you can do after this over? It's going to be a lapse in time between the end of this and the start of training camp. Anything you will do, or will it be totally off time for you? Or what will you do afterwards, kind of prepare for what could be a season where you are?
Oh, definitely. I feel like, you know, definitely taking care of my body, working out, different things like that, as well as, you know, studying the playbook and just taking advantage of everything and making the most of all my time. It's like a break, but it's not a break.
You have been getting some first team reps, so obviously that's a positive sign with how much you've picked up. How much stride do you think you've made in this time, and what's one thing maybe that you're still trying to?
I'm just trying to master everything and make the most of my time. And, you know, every rep, just make the most of every rep and just make it, don't regret it at the end of the day, and just mainly make the most of every rep I get.
Roquan, what do you feel around you with the defensive guys? A lot of guys that are coming back from last year, the last few years, and playing together.
Oh, can you say that again?
What do you feel around you with the incumbents, the veterans that have been playing together? How do you feel that structure around them?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of great guys. A lot of veterans, you know, guys that know the ropes, and just seeing the way those guys do the things. It was a pretty good defense here last year, so just seeing the way some of those guys do things, it's awesome, and just trying to follow in their footsteps.
Does it make it easier for you then settling in and getting acclimated to the defense?
Oh, they definitely help. You know, just having somebody to lean on, you, all the guys are like pretty much been around the block a time or two, so that definitely helps.
Roquan, I can't recall being on a team where the defensive players seem to talk as much as they have the last month or two about the offense and all the talent you guys have on the offense. You notice that? Is that part of the atmosphere around here these days?
Yeah, the offense is definitely, it's a pretty good offense, and Coach Nagy's system is pretty neat. I remember watching it many years, so they do a lot of great things on that side of the ball.
Get a sense that because that's Coach Nagy's reputation, where he comes from, that's the bigger part of the identity.
Well, I have no clue. I just they're doing a lot of great things on the offensive side of the ball. I couldn't hear you.
What have you taken away from working with Danny Trevathan?
Oh, definitely. He's there for me. Ask any questions, you know, ask me if I need anything, like, to be able to help me out on the field and different things like that. And just tell me how to go about things and, you know, doing things the right way. So it's definitely big. Guy been in the league for a while.
Two more.
How fast do you feel going through these practices out here?
What do you mean by that?
You know, people talk about knowing the defense and being able to play fast. How fast do you feel at this point? You obviously know your own standard for how quickly you can, you know, diagnose and track the ball.
This is just about, I feel like it's just about improving each and every day and just playing as fast as I can with what I do know and just improving each and every day. And I feel like after a while it'll all be second nature, and now it'll be even faster.
What do you think,
What do you think will be your biggest challenge making the adjustment from college to pro?
I really don't know. Because college, you pretty much, it's somewhat like a job, and here it is one. So I don't really see a huge adjustment. You have time management, prioritize things, but priorities would be the main thing. But I felt like that was the same in college.
Size, speed, schemes, stuff like that.
Oh, well, that comes with it. Everyone's bigger, faster on this level, but that's what you sign up for. So I don't know. I haven't quite experienced that yet. So it's kind of hard for me to speak on that.
Roquan, how would you describe your leadership style? And are there any players at the position, not that you try to be like, but that you have admired over the years?
Oh, well, I have a lot of respect for Danny. Remember, he was out in Denver and now here playing good ball throughout his career. So I have a lot of respect for that guy, you know, doing things the right way. So that's definitely huge. And then just trying to follow his footsteps, and then everyone else. I feel like I can pick up something off out of everyone's game and just learn, because you can learn from multiple people, I feel like.
And your style, what would you?
What do you
if
mean
you
my
were style? To wear, if you were to have the green dot and you were to call the defense, what does that feel like for you?
That's kind of tough. Like, what would it feel like? I'm just trying to be the best I can be, and just always try to put myself and my teammates in the best possible position to succeed.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.